The Donner Party is a story of, it's a book, this is from a book length poem, some 250 pages. I want to read just a few episodes. It's a story of a group of 80-some people from Midwestern states, mainly Illinois, the western part of Tennessee, the northern part of Missouri, and Iowa, in 1846, setting out for California. This was the first huge migration westward. They were going not as the 49ers would go later, for wealth and gold, but for good land. And they were prompted to leave because of two terribly hard winters that had killed off much of the farming in those areas and had shut down many of the farm-related businesses in the small towns. So the leaders of the party are the few prosperous farmers who could sell their land and their farms, and the vast majority of the party are bankrupt, many of them uneducated, many illiterate, who have to follow where the wealthy farmers lead them, because they're the ones who have the guidebooks and the maps and have done the planning. At the point where I want to pick up the story, they're well out into the country. In fact, they've gone across the Great Plains State. They've cut their own path through the Wasatch Mountains and have crossed the Salt Desert. At this stage, they've lost two-thirds of their wagons, two-thirds of their provisions, much of their livestock. The guidebook they were following turned out to be inaccurate. It was written by a man who had never seen the country and made up the directions by hearsay. They've lost faith in each other as well, in their leadership and in their companionship. At one stage, a member of the party, a German immigrant named Wolfinger, fails to come into the campfire in the evening, and by now none of them is feeling very trusting toward the others, but in particular there's distrust on the part of the native farm population in the party against this group of German immigrants who they have taken into their midst. They met them on the plains in Nebraska, a man named Kiesberg and his wife and child, a fellow named Spitzer, a fellow named Wolfinger and his wife, and some others. They were Germans just visiting this country, and they heard about the Western emigration going on, and they thought it would be fun to go out and see it, and they got caught up in it and caught up into the Donner Party. This is a short passage called "Our Suspicions Are Aroused." One evening, the wealthy Wolfinger was missing. His wife was talking with Elizabeth when it first occurred to anyone that he was gone. "I left the women to feed the fire and ration a small supper and went to ask where he might be. My teamster had the answer. Baptiste told me he saw the man drop behind to keep company with Kiesberg and his less prosperous friends, Reinhardt and Spitzer. It hardly sounded safe. While no one wanted to alarm his wife, I feared we would find Wolfinger's corpse unless we went after him to prevent disaster. As we set out, a stream of stars shed little light on the dead land, but we barely started when we met Kiesberg coming into camp. He assured everyone the other men were merely 5 miles back and driving slowly. We decided to return. We settled down with Wolfinger's wife to wait for her husband to arrive. The stars passed over our fire. Hour after hour, the sky to the east grew gray. By dawn, still he had not come in, and she was hysterical. I called upon the young men in the party. Who will go and look? Billy Graves took two friends and left to learn what had happened. He returned within the hour, only to report, we found no trace of Wolfinger. His wagon is in order, but the team has gone grazing somewhere, or they were driven off. No sign of the missing men. Later in the day, Spitzer wandered in to say Wolfinger was slain, no doubt by the diggers who lived like dogs in the hills. This was one of the men who helped Kiesberg plunder a funeral perch long ago on the prairie, and now he couldn't explain where Wolfinger was, or Reinhardt either. But no one was willing to delay longer for the widow's sake on suspicion alone. So we let her think Spitzer's story was true. It was some damn diggers who killed her husband for his money and hid the body. And we invited the widow to join us and ride inside with our children for the rest of the journey.